You don't want a lawyer who thinks that their only job is to point out the sinkhole you could fall into to block your way. Hire someone who will help you find a new path. Hire someone who will help you build a bridge. Hire a lawyer who doesn't think like a lawyer. Hey, this is Mark Graziano, and this is a new segment of the GRC podcast that I'm calling Something to Consider. One of the reasons why I'm doing this is I'm trying to improve my long-form interviews, and there's definitely more to a good interview than asking questions, so I'm doing my due diligence, my research, making sure that I can present the best episodes going forward in that particular format. I also want to provide more accessible content since I know that not everybody has the time to listen to an hour-long interview, myself included. Sometimes it would be nice to have something that's a little bit shorter, a little bit more easily digestible. I think deep dives are great, but also sometimes even just one novel sentence I've found can help me spur on some creative thought, and that's the purpose of these episodes. Now, on this show, I talk a lot about customer-centric GRC, and we never want to just be doing work for the sake of doing work. If somebody will be interacting with the things that we produce, building with user experience in mind is essential, and honestly, it's just the right thing to do. Now, recently, I've started to make a short list of books that I've found myself reading and revisiting more and more, and now I'm trying to make it a point to read them at least once a year, and on that list is a book called Build by Tony Fadell. Now, you don't have to be a Steve Jobs or Apple fanboy to acknowledge the work that that company has done in terms of user experience-driven design, and in order to make products people love, that starts with how you view your role. In the book, Tony talks about the first legal hire that they made at Nest and what made him successful, and I think that there's a lot of parallels to the work that we perform as GRC professionals. The book introduces the topic by talking about the time that Nest was being sued by Honeywell, and this was in a way where the intention was to litigate them out of existence, simply by being okay themselves of taking a loss in time and money just to spite Nest. Now, while Nest could have filed the lawsuit and they likely would have won on a long enough timeline, the end result would more likely have been crippling the business, so they ended up settling out of court. Now, as unsatisfying and potentially enraging as this decision was, it was the correct move for the business, and a good lawyer, in this case, Chip Lutton, knew that. When describing that outcome, here's what Tony had to say. The best lawyers understand that. They don't think like a lawyer. They take into account their training and knowledge, but also weigh business objectives. They can help you understand the risks while also being very aware of the benefits. They give you well-reasoned advice rather than tell you what you can and can't do. They realize their voice is part of a chorus. Now, this is the same energy that we need to bring to our work, and if we don't, our teams will be weaker for it. They'll be more risk-averse, less flexible, less able to do work with the rest of the business to creatively solve problems and build effective long-term strategies for the company. When describing what he looked for in that first legal hire, he states, "We needed a leader who already had a deep understanding of the issues that would be at the heart of our business, who could think that way from day one and build his team with that perspective in mind. We needed someone who could act as the moral compass and go toe-to-toe with execs and engineers and marketers. We needed a leader who could lead, who would be respected and thoughtful enough to be an active part of product development. Chip and his team were never back office. They were always in the thick of it with us, thinking through product features, making sure we could defend our patents, looking over our marketing copy, beating back lawsuits." Again, the point is not to just be somebody who leads teams that regurgitate frameworks. Compliance touches every part of the business and product. You can't be good at your job if all you know is the framework text, absent of real-world application. When you interact with teams like engineering, you need to be the catalyst for creative discussions, not an immovable object. In our roles, we have significant flexibility in guiding the business on how to remain compliant within regulations and frameworks, but occasionally there may be something that does appear to be black and white, do this or don't operate. But even in those moments, I think there are opportunities for creative thought, and that's illustrated in Build. This type of situation arises in Build when Tony's describing when Nest launched the Nest Cam, and the Nest Cam is a video camera that you could use for security or as a pet cam or a baby monitor. In the United States, any electronics intended to be used in a baby's room must come with a bright orange and red label, complete with a photo of a baby being strangled, to ensure that the end user is sufficiently made aware of the potential risks by babies getting tied up in the power cables. Now, Nest wasn't opposed to making sure the customers were well aware of this hazard, but arguably they had a reasonable point that needing to put a sticker of a strangled baby on a device took away from the design aesthetic. In the book, Tony recalls, We already put the strangulation warnings all the way through the app. In the installation instructions, the manual, the setup, we made it impossible to ignore. None of our competitors' products had gone to the depth that we had, and they all had the same cables. We were upset and angry. I stormed around the room. I said, no, absolutely not. And Chip calmly told me the consequences, the best case being a hefty fine and a recall, worst case, legal action by the federal government. Now, undoubtedly, we've all had similar conversations with our stakeholders at work. And the part I want to highlight here is that while the sticker needed to be added to the device to protect the company from legal and regulatory risk, Nest got creative. While the sticker had a legally defined minimum size and color, Chip Lutton led the discussion to find a compromise, focusing on what was within their control. In the book, it states, we ended up making the label even bigger and uglier than necessary. Put it right up next to the product so it was impossible to miss. We knew everyone just tore the damn thing off, so we made it really easy to tear and made sure that there was no sticker residue left behind. We even had a few testing sessions to make sure that it worked. Chip made sure that we were in the clear. He's a great lawyer, but he's also an amazing partner, and that's what you're ultimately looking for. You don't want a lawyer who thinks that their only job is to point out the sinkhole you could fall into to block your way. Hire someone who will help you find a new path. Hire someone who will help you build a bridge. Hire a lawyer who doesn't think like a lawyer. As I said at the beginning of this episode, sometimes all it takes is a novel idea to help you find new life in your work. And this week, please take this lesson to heart. Be creative, pave new paths, build bridges. Until next time, this is something to consider.